With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are probing two linked robberies at Savannah and Georgetown businesses after a night that ended with three people under arrest. Radio KMAN's Dion Anglin has the details.
Police say the first robbery happened just before 8:30 on Tuesday night at a store on Hurst Road in Savannah. Two men with knives went into the shop. They took a bottle of wine and cash before fleeing. They were later told a female suspect also ran from the area. Less than 2 hours later, around 10 p.m., two masked men with knives tried to rob a cashier at a store on Walker's Road in Georgetown. The cashier resisted and was hurt in the struggle, but managed to escape, while members of the public outside helped by holding the door shutters closed. Officers arrived shortly after and arrested two men ages 18 and 28, both from West Bay, along with a juvenile female believed to be involved. Police also seized cash and an abandoned vehicle thought to be connected to the case. The victim was taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries and later released, and investigators believe the Savannah and Walker's Road incidents are linked. Police are praising the courage of the cashier and the public, but are urging people to put safety first. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Young KMANians aiming high in the classroom will get a chance to have some major help for their studies at home and overseas. As Radio KMAN's April Cummings reports, applications are open now for DARTS high school and university scholarships.
The surge is on for the next group of DARTS scholars as applications open for DARTS high school and university scholarships for the 2026-2027 academic year. The program supports KMANian students who demonstrate academic excellence, leadership potential, and strong character, with a particular focus on science, technology, engineering, and math at the high school level. For high schoolers, the DART Scholarship is open to KMANian students preparing to enter grade 9 or year 10 who live and attend school in Grand Cayman or Cayman Brac. It covers 4 years of full school fees at a local school of the recipient's choice, plus textbooks and uniforms. Scholars also take place in work experience during school breaks, receive dedicated mentoring, and travel overseas on an annual enrichment trip to visit universities. Applications for the high school scholarship are open now and close the 9th of April, 2026. At the tertiary level, the William A. Dart University Scholarship provides up to $50,000 per year for up to 4 years to help cover the cost of an undergraduate degree at a competitively ranked accredited overseas institution. KMANian applicants must be between 17 and 25, have lived in the Cayman Islands for at least 4 years, and meet minimum academic requirements, including 5 higher-level passes with math and English or a 3.0 GPA. Beyond grades, candidates are expected to show a solid work ethic, strong communication skills, and an active record of community service. University applications are open until the 13th of May, 2026. April Cummings, Radio KMAN News.
For more information, head to dart.ky. And one of the world's oldest international writing competitions is getting a rebrand. Here's Radio KMAN's Elizabeth Charles.
The contest marks its 140th year, but this year, the Queen's Commonwealth Essay Competition has a new name. As of this week, it's the Queen's Commonwealth Writing Competition. The Royal Commonwealth Society says the rebrand reflects a more inclusive approach and a new structure to recognize winners from each of the Commonwealth's 5 regions in addition to an overall winner. Her Majesty, the Queen, spoke on a recent competition.
Your powerful stories, essays, poetry, and letters from around the Commonwealth never fail to bring us together as a community.
Entries open March 4th. For Radio KMAN News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. All three parties say progress has been made in talks between Washington, Moscow and Kyiv seeking an end to the war in Ukraine. Negotiators at the meeting in Abu Dhabi say they have agreed to yet another exchange of prisoners of war. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says Russia has used drones to strike railway facilities, including energy supplies in the northern Sumy region. The Nigerian president, Bola Tinubu, is deploying an army battalion to Kwara State following a mass killing in the remote Waro village. The president blamed the attack on Boko Haram jihadists. The UN human rights chief, Volker Turk, has appealed for funds, saying his agency is in survival mode because of cuts from the US and others. He noted the Myanmar program had been cut by more than 60%. China has said it won't join nuclear talks with Russia and the United States, arguing its nuclear capabilities were not of the scale of those two other nuclear powers. Washington has been calling for Beijing to be a party to any future negotiations following the expiry of the last nuclear arms control agreement. BBC News.